Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Let me just check the sense of the room. I wonder if people are in need of a 5-minute break. Jay nods his head, yes. Okay, I'll start off with a 5-minute break. We will rejoin at, well, I'll give you 8 minutes, 12:50. We'll rejoin the meeting.
He is there.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This is a continuation of the February 7th DHO hearing. All those who were previously sworn continue to be sworn to speak under oath, and we will take up the agenda with the next case, agenda item number, oh, and I'm David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer, for the record. We'll take up the agenda item number 9, which is PR-2023-009475. It's application SD-2024-00014. It's a preliminary and final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agent for Pearl Y. Sandoval, requests the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lots 49 and 50, Block 2, Towner Edition, zoned R1A, Towner Edition, located at 709 Towner Avenue Northwest, between 6th Street Northwest and 9th Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.1673 acres. Property owner is Pearl Y. Sandoval, and the request specifically is to create one new lot from two existing lots. An infrastructure list is provided for the widening of a sidewalk. Is Mr. Mulhall here
Yes.
representing Cartesian?
Yes,
And
good
Mr.
afternoon.
Mulhall, have you had a prior hearing today, or do I need to swear you in?
Yes, sir. We were sworn in on item number 6.
Okay, you continue to speak under oath. Please give a brief presentation of this application.
Certainly. So, as you said, this is the consolidation of two vacant lots into one. There is sort of temporary shed in the northeast corner there. Client has since sort of moved the fence back from the property line in order to facilitate the sidewalk construction as part of that infrastructure list down the road. And so, pretty straightforward replat. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will move to members of the public. Are there any members of the public who are here to speak on this item? If so, please raise your real or digital hand. Seeing none, we'll move to each of the development facilitation team specialty members, beginning with the Water Utility Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection.
Thank you. Code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. The proposed lot size is within the allowed contextual lot size calculated and presented in the sketch plat on November 29th, 2023, allowing a range of 0.1404 acres to 0.2340 acres, right? Well within that. So Code Enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Now we move to Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan, Whitney Phelan. Ms. Phelan?
Hi. This is number 9.
Yes, it's number 9 on today's agenda.
Okay. Something is funny with my numbering here. Sorry, my apologies.
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay, I got the right one. Okay. Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to this requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. We move now to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
In your notes, you did mention that a grading and drainage plan may be required. Is that correct?
That's for future development. That is correct.
For future development. That's just a note then. Okay, correct. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Hi, Mr. Armijo, transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you. And for planning, is it Ms. Aulick who speaks on this? Okay, Ms. Aulick, please proceed.
Yes, hi. This is Hannah Aulick with planning. I have a question regarding your landscape buffer. Can you please clarify, because what I'm seeing on the plot, is that the existing condition? Because it's showing 3.5 foot sidewalk. I wanted to know like what your landscape buffer width is going to be.
Right, so this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, there's currently a 3.5 foot sidewalk width along this whole neighborhood. Obviously that's deficient. So that was why we have the infrastructure list widening it to 5 feet. And then we have from the back of curb to our property line, 8.3 feet. And so there will be space for some landscape buffering, but we didn't really feel that it would, you know, be necessary given the character of the neighborhood to dedicate any right of way just for additional landscape buffering. You know, a lot of the neighbors, their fences are kind of into the right of way and everything. And so it'd be really out of character to go any deeper on that. That's how we felt. So so there will be a landscape buffer, but it won't be the full, you know, 8 feet or whatever the concept.
Okay. Yeah, I think I believe for local street and Mr. Armijo, please feel free to speak here. I think for a local street at least 4 foot landscape buffer is required. And so you're saying that the remainder would be 3.3, is that right? 8.3 will be the entire width, and then minus 5 foot, that will be 3.3.
Yeah, this run with Cartesian. Yeah, that was where we expected to have the remaining space for a buffer. Would be that 3.3.
Okay. So I'm not sure if Mr. Armijo mentioned that in his comments. I'm not sure how to proceed on this one. Jay.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I already reviewed and I had no objections.
Okay.
Thank you. Awesome. Anything else, Ms. Aulick?
Yes. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat, and an IIA with financial guarantee based on the approved infrastructure list will be required. Also, please add your application number to the infrastructure list, and the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat, and the DXF file needs to be approved by AGIS.
Okay. All right. And those, Ms. Aulick, are, if you could make sure that which you want to have as notes in the decision be in the chat.
Yes.
And appreciate that. Oh, I see that they just arrived. Very good. All right. There were no members of the public who spoke on this, so we will proceed to an action on this. The DHO approves item PR 2023-009475, specifically application SD 2024-00014, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions of approval. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. The application number needs to be added to the infrastructure list. An IIA infrastructure improvement agreement with financial guarantees based upon the improved infrastructure list will be required. The date of the DHO approval, being February 7th, shall be recorded on the final plat. The DXF file must be approved by AGIS. And that concludes agenda item number 9. Thank you.